Okay, take the opportunity to wish everyone a good afternoon and welcome everybody to the third installment in this four-part series on Inyanei Sfiras HaOmer. We're moving towards the end, obviously, of the Sfira. And Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll talk about something relating to Shavuos, the Sfiras HaOmer and Shavuos. Actually, we'll touch on a little bit here this afternoon as well. What I'd like to focus on today, for the most part, is an interesting practice that we have, that's, of course, brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Pei Tes, which is the one siman in Shulchan Aruch that talks about Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is a very rich subject I've mentioned in the past, but there's really only one siman in the Shulchan Aruch about it. The Mechaber says something very, very interesting, and it's, as far as I remember, one of the first things you ever learn about Sfiras HaOmer, and that is if someone asks you, okay, what night are we up to? What's the Sfira tonight? You're not supposed to give a straight answer. You're supposed to say, well, last night was so-and-so. Right, somebody said, well, let's say it's the 23rd night. So somebody said, what night is serious? Well, last night was the 22nd. So what is this exactly all about? I remember being a youngster, and that was one of the first things we learned. If somebody asks you what night is serious, let's say what last night was. Why can't I just tell you what tonight is? What kind of a, you know, and at first maybe you think it's some kind of Kabbalistic thing. You don't want to mention what night it is. You have to go, but last night, and I've heard people, probably as a joke, I don't know, maybe seriously, people think, well, that's how we have to answer questions. So that was the Hanukkah. Someone asked you, well, which night of Hanukkah is it? Well, last night we lit four candles. That's not necessary by Hanukkah. Okay, it is necessary by Sfiras HaOmer. And the question is, what's that all about? So it's really based on what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch rules in Hilchos Pesach, at the end of Hilchos Pesach, Sfiras HaOmer, Siman Tov Pei Tes Siv Dalet. Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Shoel Oso Chaver Ben Ashmashos, Kami Yemei Sfir Bezeh Alayla. If it's Ben Ashmashos, Ben Ashmashos means after Shkia. It's after sunset. Ben Hashmashos, for our purposes today, it's a period of time between sunset and nightfall. We call that dusk or twilight. Okay, so it's already after the day's over. It's after sunset. So if a person asks already after sunset, what night of Sfira is it? So Yomar Lo Esmol Hayakacha Kacha. Tell him that last night was so and so. Yesterday was so and so. Why? Why is this a strange thing? So the Mechaber explains, Sheim Yomar Lo Hayom Kacha Kacha. Because if you'll say at that point, it's night 31, okay, tonight's 31, so then you will no longer be able to count with a bracha, because willy-nilly, you've already counted. Because by saying tonight's 31, answering your friend's question means you've already counted the Omer for that night. So now, later on, you were planning to go to shul in a half hour, whatever, Dav Marv, and then count the sphere with a bracha. Now your friend asked you, so that if you gave that answer, so now you've already identified which night of Sfira. So you've already been kind of the mitzvah for tonight. So you can't now go ahead and make a bracha on the mitzvah over again. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Now, of course, and here's where people get mixed up. If the guy asks you before sunset, the guy asks you right now, okay, noon, someone asks you what night of Sfira is tonight, you don't have to say, well, last night was so-and-so. Because even if I'll say tonight, whatever the night tonight is, okay, tonight's 42, okay, but it's, I can't count the Sfira now anyway. I'm not Yotz anyway. So of course I can count with a bracha when I daven Ma'ariv tonight. So it's only a problem if the question and the answer come up at a time when technically one could be already Yotze the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. So after Shkia, after sunset, it's true, it's before nightfall, and we, Shulchan Aruch says it's proper to wait until nightfall to actually taste a carbon to count the Omer, but Lamaisa, if somebody did count after Shkia, before it says Kachavim, so we are Yotze. So at that point, as Mechaber says, during that the twilight zone, if somebody asks you what night of Sfira it is, so then you have to be careful. If he asks me at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, what night is tonight? I can tell him what night it is. I don't have to say yesterday was so-and-so. But I don't want, the reason they have to say this yesterday is so-and-so, if it's after the time when you could count. Or, you know, it can be after Ben Hashmash. It can be, let's say you're planning to daven at 10 o'clock Ma'ariv, then they're going to count the Sfira then. And now it's 9 o'clock, and someone asks you, then you have a problem. You shouldn't answer. You should say yesterday. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay? So the question is, what's it all about? What do you mean? What am I, but just answering my friend's question, my friend asked me, what night is tonight? Tell him it's night 27. So I'm now Yotze Sfiras HaOmer. So this touches on a famous question, because after all, one second, I didn't have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. I just answered my friend's question. He asked me what night, let's say it's after Ben HaShmashos, let's say it's after Tzeis HaKochavim. And my friend asked me what night of Sfira is it tonight? So I tell him it's night 27. And I tell him I can't count with the bracha. I wasn't mechavan. I had no kavana to be yotze the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. I was just answering or giving him information. But later on, I'm going to say, I'm going to say a bracha. Then I'm the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, but just answering my friend, what's that about? So this touches on the famous question of whether mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or not. We'll talk about that a little bit, and we'll bring it back to Sfiras Omer, and then that's what we'll focus on for the balance of the Shia Be'ez Hashem. In other words, there's a question whether mitzvahs require kavana. Let's understand, first of all, of course, it's always better to have kavana. There's no doubt about that. Okay, and as the Mishnah Berurah points out, and others point out, there are different types of kavana. Okay, sometimes we talk about kavana, the knowing the deep meaning of something, understanding the significance, and so on. When we talk about mitzvah sfiras kavana, we mean it on a simple level, that you're aware that you're performing a mitzvah. I'm aware that there's an obligation. Doesn't mean I have to know every last detail and so on and so forth, right? But the general concept of mitzvah sfichas kavana as it pertains to this discussion means not necessarily that I have to know every kavanas that Mishnah Berurah writes in the Siman Samech. Okay, it's not kavanas halev that I have to know a deep meaning of every single mitzvah and so on, but I have to be aware that there's an obligation and I'm performing the mitzvah. So that's how we're going to talk about mitzvah sfichas kavana this afternoon. So the problem is there seem to be conflicting indications in the Gemara whether that's mitzvah sfichas kavana or not. So for example, there's a sugya in Maseches Psachim. Okay, and Daf Kuf Yud Daled, where the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah really, discusses what we call karpas. Right, at the beginning of the Seder, Kadesh Urchatz Karpas. At the beginning of the Seder. So let's say you have a situation where the person has limited vegetables. So we don't really worry about that kind of problem today. Baruch Hashem, we live in an affluent society. But at one time, it wasn't always easy, especially in some places in Europe and other places during the early spring, which when Pesach is, they weren't able to get vegetables and so on. So whatever the case is. So you're talking about a situation where the person has the vegetable that he's going to use for karpas is the same romaine lettuce that he's going to use for mora later on. So that's the question. So the person wants to use for karpas. So the Gemara says, You can use the same vegetable. That's the language of the simple understanding of the Mishnah. Okay, you can use the very same vegetable, even though you're not being yotzei mora. You can use the same vegetable for karpas as you can use for mora. So the Gemara says, one second. So Reish Lakish comes to the conclusion based upon that apparently mitzvah shrichas kavana. Apparently you have to have kavana. So therefore, when you're eating that romaine lettuce for karpas in the early part of the Seder, that's okay. You're not yotzei the mitzvah mora at that point. You're already going to eat an hour from now, okay? Whenever you finish Magid and you wash, you have the meal, you're going to eat more. What do you mean? I already ate more. So you can ask the question, how in the world can I sit down at the Seder and say, Asher Kedishon, Sonson, Alachilas Mora, and I eat the piece of the romaine lettuce? What do you mean? I already ate a piece of romaine lettuce an hour earlier. The answer is, says Reish Lakish, apparently mitzvah svichas kavana. And since the hour earlier, when you were just up the karpas at the beginning of the Seder, you ate that romaine lettuce, not intending to fulfill the mitzvah of Mora, fill whatever karpas is, you get the children to ask questions, whatever the goal of karpas is. So you're not yotzei the mitzvah of mora. So now, when you come an hour later and you wash, and you sit down after magid, and you're going to have the meal, you have a piece of matzah, you have a piece of mora. Now I can say, Asher Kedishon, and so on, halach was mora, because now I have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah of mora. Okay? That's what the Gemara implies over there in Psachim. Now, as the Gemara continues, actually, it turns out that there's a bit of machlokas about it. Okay? And so not everyone agrees with that derivation, but that's one source in the Gemara regarding mitzvah sfichas kavana. There is a sugi in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chof Ches. The Gemara has a sugi in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and the Gemara there brings up a matter relating to matzah as well. Let's say someone forced me to eat a piece of matzah. Someone forced me to eat a piece of kofo v'cho matzah. Okay, someone forced a piece of matzah down my throat. So the Gemara says yotzah. Okay, some goyim came and forced me to eat matzah. We know that in the Holocaust, sometimes that they tortured the Jews by forcing them to do mitzvahs in a funny way or whatever, just embarrass them and so on. So someone forced me to eat a piece of matzah. So the Gemara says, Yotze. Okay, Yotze. Even though you weren't intending to fulfill the mitzvah, matzah, Yotze. If it happened to be Pesach night, you ate that piece of matzah, Yotze. Okay, so then the Gemara says, based on that, Rabbah comes to the conclusion, the same thing is true. That's why it comes up in Rosh Hashanah regarding Tkiya Shofar. A person is what's called Tokei Lashir. Tokei Lashir. He has a shofar and he's tooting around on the shofar. He's playing the shofar. But it turns out he produces the right sounds. Tkiya Shofar, Tua Tkiya, and so on. So the Rabbah says, Tokei Lashir Yotza. Tokei Lashir Yotza. And apparently, you see from that sugya, and that's the Gemara concludes, that Rava holds mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Apparently don't need kavana. The person didn't have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah tkiya shofar. He was just tokei l'shir. He was playing on the shofar. He's playing as a musical instrument. He was playing the shofar. It happens to be that he produced the sound tkiya shofar to a tkiya and so on. Okay? But apparently, based on that, and the same thing with the matzah, the person wasn't really having kavana to be yotzei achilas matzah, but someone forced him to eat it. And yotzei apparently from that sugya is, what comes out is, his mitzvahs don't need kavana. So the question is, which is it? You have conflicting sugyas. So it's a machlokas tanoim. It seems to be machlokas amoroim. The Rambam actually splits his psak, because the Rambam, interestingly enough, and there's a lot of literature about it, more than we have time for today. But the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah in Perek Vav, the Rambam says, ochol matzah below kavana, yotze. Okay, kagon shansu, somebody forced him and so on and so forth. He didn't have kavana. Yotze de chavoso. Yotze. However, in Hilchos Shofar, in Perek Beit, Hilchos Shofar Lachadala, the Rambam paskins, hamis asik with his shofar, hamis lo yotze de chavoso. You were just trying to teach somebody or show somebody something on the shofar, you didn't have in mind to admit to the kid shofar, you're not yotze. So this is a big discussion why the Rambam splits the psak and so on. And then some will make the chilek, because if Mishnah has talked about it, that when it comes to food, maybe things are different when it comes to food, because even if you didn't have in mind to perform the mitzvah, but sof kol sof, it entered into your body. We have a principle called Shekain Nehene. Okay, you did get Hanoa, whatever nutrition and whatever matzah provides. The matzah went into your system, so maybe it's different. And the Shulchan Aruch also seems to split based on the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch and Nichlus Pesach, right? So the eight matzah without Kavana, Yotze. Okay, but by Tkir Shofar, not. But Tkir Shofar, not. Again, so it's really an... This is a major, major sugya, and you can spend a lot of time on it, which we're not going to do now, but just to give you that overview. So we have conflicting indications in the Gemara, and it comes out that it's a machlokas tanoim, and it's also machlokas amoraim, and the question of machlokas, perhaps how to paskin, why the Rambam splits, not everybody, but it does split. There's some who say it's a girsa problem, and really it's just do need kavana, and so on, all kinds of issues that relate to that question. But lemaisa, what comes out is that apparently by some things we say mitzvah tzrichas kavana, by some things mitzvah lo tzrichas kavana. And so the rule, as it appears in the Shulchan Aruch, when he deals with that very question, he's talking in Hilchos Kriyashma, it's in Samach of Or HaChaim. Shulchan Aruch writes, listen to this one, Simon Samach, Siv Dalad, Yesh Omrim She'ein mitzvah tzrichas kavana, Yesh Omrim She'tzrichas kavana. Thanks. Okay, that's what the Mechaber tells us. Well, you want to know what a mitzvah srichas kavana or a mitzvah ain't srichas kavana? Some people say you do, some people say you don't. Again, I stress, everybody agrees, it's better to have kavana, we understand. The question is, are you yotze if you didn't have kavana? So the mechaber, somewhat uncharacteristically, I'm not saying it's the only place, but somewhat uncharacteristically tells us, yesh omrim and yesh omrim. All right. At the end, he says, v'chein halacha, after the second view. He does finally tell us what he holds, after letting us know that it's a machlokas, whether mitzvah trichas kavana or not. At the end, he says, v'chein halacha, the halacha is mitzvah trichas kavana. Mitzvah trichas kavana. So concludes the mechaber in Simon Samech, of the Hilchos Kriyashma in Siv Dalet. The mitzvah durit, mitzvahs do have to have kavana. And again, so what do you do with the matzah problem? He paskins about the matzah yotze. Again, perhaps matzah is different because it's food. But by and large, he paskins mitzvahs trichas kavana. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim say, which means that if you did a mitzvah without proper kavana to be yotze yidei chavoso, you'd have to do the mitzvah over again. You're not yotze at the raisa level. You have to do the mitzvah over again. Now, as far as the bracha, bracha is only darbona to begin with, so you wouldn't have to make a new bracha. But the mitzvah itself, if you didn't have kavana, then you'd have to do the mitzvah over again, because the Shulchan Aruch is concluding here that even though it's yeshomim and yeshomim, since it's machlokas, he leans at the end and says, v'chein halacha, that mitzvah's trichas kavana. Okay? So therefore, that would seem to be the ruling. However, the Magen Avraham there, in Sivkot and Gimel and Siman Samach, and the Mishnah Berurah also agrees, quotes from the Radbaz and others, that, one second, we have to make it clear that there's a difference. Are we talking about a mitzvah midaraisa, or are we talking about a mitzvah midarabanan? Magen Avraham says, when the Shulchan Aruch says, v'chein halacha, that's v'dafke b'mitzvah daraisa. If we're dealing with a mitzvah from the Torah, then we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Of a mitzvah darabanan, ain't tzrichas kavana. So the Magen Avraham makes that split. The Mechaber doesn't say it, but the Magen Avraham says that that's what, and again, it's from earlier authorities, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it as well, that's the halacha. That for that reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to brachas, with the exception of brachas hamazon, which is doraisa, with the exception of brachas, if you didn't have kavana by the brachas, you yotze be the eved anyway. Okay, and but except for brachas hamazon, because brachas hamazon doraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch, according to Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch has this split, and mitzvah tzrichas kavana if it's a doraisa mitzvah lo tzrichas kavana, even though you should, but you yotze without it if we're dealing with the drabanan. Okay, so that's how we resolve these conflicts and so on. We have to, maybe there's some exceptions, but that's the general rule that the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Poskim on the Shulchan Aruch present. The problem is, Mishnah Berurah mentions this, that it's very, very difficult to say that. It's very, very difficult to say that. In the Bir Halacha, and in the Mishnah Berurah itself, and other poskim say, well, one second, this is a little bit strange, because is this true? There seem to be other places where, even by Drabonans, we say mitzvah srichas kavana, okay? And maybe by the rice is mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. So you have to figure out all the cases, how the cases match up, and what's an exception, and so on. But one of the things which they point to, okay, is Sfiras HaOmer. It's Sfiras HaOmer. Because after all, Sfiras HaOmer, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you better be careful not to answer your friend when he asks you what night the Sfira is, and you better say last night was so-and-so. Again, assuming you're in the time slot when you can perform the mitzvah. So apparently he holds mitzvah ein Sfiras Kavona. Okay, apparently the Shulchan Aruch is paskening mitzvahs ein srichas kavana, because otherwise, what's the problem with answering your friend and telling him tonight is 28? Okay, I'm not yotzei. I didn't have kavana to be yotzei srichas omer. All I was doing was answering my friend's question. So I don't know. I'm not being yotzei. So apparently, he holds it mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. So interestingly enough, the Vilna Gaon says, yeah, the Mechaber here in Hilchos Pesach, when he talks with Sfiras Omer, that ruling that you have to say to not, you can't say if it's after Shkia, if it's after sunset, and you can technically be Yotzei Sfiras Omer at this time, that you shouldn't say what night tonight is, you say last night was so and so. That's only true according to the Man D'Amar holds mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. Take it. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Okay, that's only the Vilna Gaon in the Bir Hagra in the Siman of Sfiras Omer. He writes in Leman Domer, this ain't Srichas Kavana. It's only true about the person who says mitzvahs ain't Srichas Kavana. So says the Vilna Gaon. Okay. But according to the person with Paskin and mitzvahs Srichas Kavana, so then ain't a chanami. There'll be absolutely no problem with answering your friend. Your friend asks you what night it is, you can say tonight's the 19th. But now I'm Yotzei Sfiras. I'm like, no, I'm not, because I wouldn't have Kavana to be Yotzei Sfiras. I'm mitzvahs Srichas Kavana. So the Gros says, apparently, Mechaber here is saying mitzvahs ain't Srichas Kavana. And based on that, the Vilna Gaon says that apparently the Mechaber does not hold from the chiluk that the Magen Avraham makes between the Derais and the Derabanan. Apparently does not accept that distinction between the Derais and the Derabanan, because otherwise, why would he just say over here, we're dealing with mitzvah Derabanan? In other words, the Vilna Gaon could have said, well, Sfiras HaOmer is only mitzvah Derabanan anyways. Okay, which in fact, what the Prichodesh says, okay, the Prichodesh there on that Simmons in Tov Peites says that the Mechaber is operating here, that he agrees with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is right. Mitzvahs triches kavana, okay, by deraisa. Mitzvahs don't need kavana if it's a drabanan, by the evid. So mitzvahs don't need kavana. So we're talking about Sfiras HaOmer. So apparently the Mechaber holds that Sfiras HaOmer is a drabanan. And the Magen, since he didn't give that reason, seems not to hold that way. Seems to me there's no chilik. But that's a sort of a lundish distinction within the Shulchan Aruch. But let's go with the simple reading of the Prichodesh. The Prichodesh says, how can he tell? He asked this as a kasha. What's the Mechaber, the author of Shulchan Aruch, makes such a big fuss? Don't answer your friend directly. Tell him what last night was. It's funny formulation. Instead of saying what tonight is, what's he worried about? Okay? The person, ain't kavana solot, says me, all my intention was to answer my friend's question. So what are you telling me? I got to answer in a funny way. Let me answer straight. I can talk straight. Tonight is 22, and that's it. Okay, I won't be yotze because it's a tzichas kavana. So apparently, he says, obviously, the Magen Avraham is right. There's a distinction between the Raisa and the Rabbanan. And he paskins that Sfiras HaOmer is only the Rabbanan. It's the very first week we talked about that. Okay, whether Sfiras HaOmer Bismana says, what it means to the Rabbanan? What it means to the Rabbanan? It's a Pasuk Chumash. Yeah, but we said the Pasuk Chumash seems to link the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer with the obligation to bring the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach. And since we don't have a Korban Omer today, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, okay, the way we explained back then, a couple weeks ago, so Chaim said it's not actually bringing the Korban, but the Chiyuv to bring the Korban, the Chiyuv does still exist today. Okay, that was spoken about a couple of weeks ago. But Lamaisa, there are many, many Rishonim who are of the opinion that, you know what, the day today, Sfiras HaOmer is only the Rabban. It looks like that even one opinion of the Gemara. The Gemara said, we talked about that also, that it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. The Zeichel HaMikdash, the mitzvah doesn't really apply nowadays. Many Rishonim hold that. As a matter of fact, Tosus in the Sugya and Menachos, Tosus says that's exactly why it's okay to technically to count after Shkia. We started with this whole problem. It's after sunset, all right? So you shouldn't say which night tonight is. What do you mean? I thought you're supposed to wait till nightfall. Yeah, but since it's only the Rabbanon, we don't end Shabbos, for example, till after nightfall, right? We don't end Shabbos after Shkia, all right? So we usually try to wait for nightfall. So and then the Shulchan Aruch says lechatchila for Siris Homer, we should also wait for nightfall. But Tosfos says since Siris Homer anyway is only the Rabbanon, so we can make it already to count after Shkia, after sunset, even if it's before nightfall. Okay, but many Rishonim hold like Tosfos. Many Rishonim hold that the mitzvah Siris Homer today is the Rabbanon. So therefore, one can say that, and that's Rover Rishonim. So it's only a Zecha we do today, all right? But the Chodesh here is saying, presumably, that's exactly what the Chaber holds over here by a Drabbanan. Mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana, like the Magen Avraham's Chiluk in Siman Tzamech. Magen Avraham says that when the Shulchan Aruch paskins Mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana, it's only by a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. It's only by a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, not by a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Since Siris Omer is only a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, so then we don't need Kavana. So Taka, by answering your friend and telling him at night or even after Shkia, what the night is, you already yotzei the Mitzvah, even though you didn't have Kavana, because Mitzvahs don't need Kavana. And then you have a problem when you want to count yourself later on. You won't be able to make a Bracha because you already yotzei the Mitzvah since Mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana by a Darbanan. So says the Pechadosh, and hence the Shulchan Aruch's advice, don't answer directly. Tell him what last night was. Don't tell him what tonight is, and then you won't be able to the Mitzvah. So claims the Pechadosh and many others. Again, the Vilna Gaon doesn't seem to learn that way, and we have to take him into account, but we'll learn like the Pechadosh, that it's a Mitzvah Darbanan. Of course, the question is, if you hold like the other Rishonim, most notably among them, the Rambam, and the Rambam is not alone. The Rambam is very clear in his presentation of the Mitzvah Siris HaOmer in the end of the seventh parak of Hilchos Tmidim Musafin. The Rambam is very clear. Guess what? Mitzvah Siris HaOmer is a Doraisa today too. It's still Doraisa today. So according to the Rambam, you can't give this Teretz. According to the Rambam, now you can say the Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with the Rambam. Okay, that's true. You can definitely say that. But again, assuming that he might, so now we're back to square one. Why would he be worried? In other words, if you're pasking like the Rambam, the mitzvah Siris HaOmer remains today a mitzvah d'oraisa, even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam is clear; it doesn't make a difference. Okay, when the Torah links the mitzvah of Siris HaOmer with the bring of the Korban Omer, it's just telling you the day, the Pashup Shad. It's telling you what day you have to bring it. You have to bring it on the day that they used to bring the Korban Omer. Okay, but again, as Reb Chaim said, it's a day when it's a chiyuv to bring a Korban Omer. But again, without all the lumdus, just on a simple level, the mitzvah Siris HaOmer applies starting on the second day of Pesach. What's that day? That's the day when they brought the Korban Omer. Not that there's any linkage necessarily between the two. So the Rambam and others are insisting that the mitzvah Siris HaOmer remains a mitzvah d'oraisa even today. But now we're back to square one. So according to him, why in the world should we be worried when my friend asked me what night is tonight? I'm going to say tonight's 36. It's okay because I didn't have Kavana. And mitzvah strichas kavana on the Doraisa. So this answer will not work for the Rambam. This answer that well, it's only mitzvah d'Rabbanan anyway, won't work for the Rambam. Furthermore, there's another problem. And that is based upon something that the Beis Yosef says, actually, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Tes, which is by Tkiah Shofar, he says an interesting point. He makes a distinction between mitzvahs and mitzvahs, not between Doraisa and d'Rabbanan, but by categories of mitzvahs. He says, when do we say mitzvahs ain't strichas kavana? He says, the Manda Omar, the person who holds, again, we saw in the Gemara, it seems to be Machlokes, Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes Amoraim, okay, those who hold mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavona, that's only Bedover Sheyesh Bo Meiser, where I do something. So at the end of the day, I put on the tefillin. I didn't have Kavona, but I did put on tefillin. I did eat matzah, where I did something. So there we could say mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavona, even though I didn't have Kavona for the mitzvah, but sof, I did the action. It's an action-oriented mitzvah, so I did the mitzvah I did the action which the mitzvah requires. Okay, but avol mitzvah shetuliyah ba'amira, when all you're doing is talking, you're not doing anything, when the whole mitzvah is talking, then vaday tzarech kavona shamir hibalev, then you have to have kavona. By a mitzvah which is amira-oriented, it's verbal-oriented, then talk is cheap. Talk's not worth anything. I didn't do anything. I talked. Okay, so there you have to have kavona. So the Beit Yosef makes this chiluk, and he says that when the mitzvah is action-oriented, so then we can say, okay, under certain circumstances, maybe the Rabbanan, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona, because sof, I did the action that was required of me. When the whole mitzvah is amira-oriented, then you would have to have kavona. So now we got a problem with Siris HaOmer, even according to the Prechodesh and according to what some say the Mechaber. And again, according to the Rambam, we definitely have a problem. We have a problem. Why the Mechaber? Why are we so concerned to say not tonight is 23, but rather last night is 22? Because why are we so concerned? So according to the Rambam, we shouldn't be concerned, because according to the Rambam, we're dealing with Doraisa. The mitzvah Doraisa requires kavona, right? So therefore, by answering my friend, I didn't have kavona. So what do we have? What do we have this whole fuss for? Just to answer the question directly. You're not yotzenu because mitzvah tzrichas kavona. But now we're saying, even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona, by the Rabbanan, we said that the Magen Avraham says, the Mishnah Berurah say, that's how we pask in the Shulchan Aruch, that by the Rabbanan, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavona. And Tzrichas Omer, you can argue, is it the Rabbanan? But 1 second. Yeah, it's a the Rabbanan, okay? And yeah, by the Rabbanan, ain't tzrichas kavona. All right, and therefore the mechaber seems to make sense. But wait a minute, it doesn't make sense, because by a mitzvah which is amira oriented, it's a declaration oriented. It's something you state. Everyone reads it. Everyone agrees you need kavana. So now we got a problem. Even according to the ones who hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Even the ones who hold that mitzvah that tzrichas almost only darbanan, we still have a problem. What is the mechaber worried about? You'll answer your friend directly. You'll be yotze. You won't be yotze. What do you mean? I thought it's only mitzvah drabbanan, and mitzvah drabbanan, you don't need kavana. No, since it's an amira, you do need kavana. So that's the that's the difficulty, which is how do we get out of this problem? We can come back to square one. What's the mechaber so worried about? A mitzvah and amira does require kavana. According to Beis Yosef, says that's the rule. Beis Yosef again is the author of the Shulchan Aruch. So I hope everyone understands the question now. We're back to square one. Why was the Mechaber so insistent not to say, which night it is, if it's after dark or it's after sunset? Because maybe you'll be Yotze. You're not going to be Yotze. Why not? What do you mean? I thought it's a Durabana, Mitzvah Saint Trichas Kavana. Yeah, but by an Amira, Mitzvah Trichas Kavana. And he didn't have Kavana to be Yotze. So what's the problem? So there, I just want to share with you the three different approaches to solving this problem. One is most clearly articulated in the Tshuvas Shoal Meisha, Yosef Shoal Nathanson in the 1800s, has many volumes of Tshuvas. Okay, he deals with it also on the page in Shulchan Aruch, the Chok Yaakov, a little earlier, one of the early Achonim, Tshuvas Shus Yaakov, Yaakov Reish. So they answer as follows. What they say is like this. Yeah, it's true that a mitzvah, which is an amira, requires kavana. But technically speaking, what is Sfiras Omer? Sfiras Omer is not really a mitzvah amira. I mean, we do say it. It's something you say. But the Shaul HaMeshiv writes, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is counting. The mitzvah is knowing what day of the Omer it is, the progression from the second day of Pesach till Shavuos, keeping track of the progression day to day, and saying something, making some sort of a statement. But the ikker is, when it comes, let's take another mitzvah amira, Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema, the amira, of course you need kavana, because otherwise you haven't done anything, right? The whole mitzvah is belave. The whole mitzvah of Kriya Shema, or other mitzvahs that are amira oriented, is belave. But that's not true about Sfiras HaOmer, says the Shaul HaMeshiv and the Chok Yaakov, in different words, but each in their own style. Okay, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to have kavana, to count, to know the count, what you're up to, and keep track of the progression, and so on, from Pesach to Shavuos. So tonight's the 23rd, tonight's the 37th, tonight's the 45th, and so on. So Mamela, if your friend asks you what night is tonight, and I say tonight is the 30th, well, yes, I was Yotze. That is kavana, because in a certain sense, yeah, good, mitzvah, it's a mirror mitzvah, but what is the kavana by Sfiras HaOmer? The kavana is to be aware of the date, to keep track of the progression, to make the statements. I did. What's the difference whether I had in mind at that moment? It's not a matter of having in mind at that moment. It's a matter by telling my friend Adarabba. I told him exactly what we're up to. We're up to 30. Okay, so we're up to 30. So guess what? I just counted, because that's all you have to do by Sfiras HaOmer. Nothing changes. Okay, in other words, there's no difference whether I had the kavana to count it. Lemaisa, by answering correctly, by telling the correct night, well, even Bal Korchi, I fulfilled the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So the Beis Yosef's rule that Amira requires kavana, so what these Achronim are saying is, declaring which night it is, that by definition is the kavana. That is kavana. You did have kavana. You had kavana to tell the person what night of Sfira tonight is. That was your kavana. It wasn't your kavana to perform the technical mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, but lemaisa you did. So therefore, the Mechaber says, don't answer straight. Don't answer in a way that you'll be yotze that. Answer last night was 24. Okay, then you're not saying, but if I say tonight is 25, that's exactly what you're supposed to, that's the mitzvah. Salavetsa explained along those lines, just a little bit, you know, in his style, but Sidon Shalom, and our Salavetsa said differently, but he pointed out, he said, again, there's the other mitzvahs amira that the Beis Yosef is talking about that require kavana. Those are mitzvahs where there's a specific text that we require to say. We have to recite Kriya Shema. Other parshas Sota, parshas Mikabikum, all kinds of other things like that. There's a text we have to recite, and therefore we can distinguish between something which is an action-oriented mitzvah, where I did the action, so I'm Yotzei, even without Kavana, and something which is Amira, there's a text, there's a verbal declaration I have to make, okay? When I have to do that, when I have to say that, so then I have to have Kavana. But Lamaisa by Sirius Omer, the Rav said, it's in a similar, along similar lines. I mean, we do have a text, but it's not the text that's important. It's counting. It's counting. 1, 2, 3, up to through 49, right? It's counting. So any act of counting, pardon the pun, counts. So my friend asks me, what night is tonight? And I say, tonight is 26, and that's the night. So I've counted. It's not that there's a formal text that I have to have in mind. I have to understand what I'm saying. I have to know what I'm doing. And once I've done that, I've done it. Moshe Lamar Davar Doma, I don't want to go into great detail now. It's a fascinating question. But, Kiddush on Friday night. So there's a famous statement of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The details aren't important right now. But what is the idea of Kiddush? The idea of Kiddush is to make a declaration that now it's Shabbos. It's not the exact text. Yes, we do have a text. Obviously a text of Kiddush, but it's not parallel to Kriya Shema or something along those lines. I have something along my lawn in the background here. If you hear that, I apologize. But it's not the text that counts. It's acknowledging or announcing that it's Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Eger writes in one place in Hilchos Shabbos that, you know what? Just saying good Shabbos, that might fulfill the Doraisa requirement to recite Kiddush. And that's why a husband who heard Kiddush and Shul can make for his wife a different Menachem Minutes. But the point is that just it's not the text that counts. So the Rav said the same thing here. It's not that there's a text. So therefore, all you have to do is count. So once I've counted. I know what I'm doing. Either of the Rav said that explains something else. The Rav said, you can count Sirius Omer and Biyotz in another language. It's not the Hebrew. It has to be in Hebrew. It's not a magic formula. And if I count in English, I know what I'm doing. I know what I mean. Yotzei. The Magen Avraham says that. The Magen Avraham says that Mefurish. Okay. Now it's interesting because there are many things that are like that. But the Namar and Bechol Lashon that you can say in any language. Sirius Omer is not listed among them in the Mishnayos and the Gemaras. Why not? So the Rav said because again, it's not the declaration that counts. And it's interesting Nafkamina. There's certain things they don't have to say in Hebrew. I can say it in another language, provided I understand that other language. So if I count Sirius Omer in Japanese, I'm not Yotzei, because I don't speak Japanese. Okay? But let's say I count in Hebrew and I don't speak Hebrew. Oh, that should be okay. No, Kriya Shema, you can say it in another language if you understand it. But Hebrew, the original, that's a lot of good, even if you don't understand it. By Sirius Omer, the Rav explained, Sirius Omer, you're not Yotzei, even in Hebrew if you don't understand it, because the issue is not the formulation. It's not some text that you have to say. It's understanding what you're doing, the purposeful act of counting. Memela, again, answering your friend, would be a problem. It's not really bound by mitzvah strichas kavana, mitzvah not strichas kavana. Or the other way we said it, by definition, is kavana. And therefore, you have to answer in that funny way, the Mechaber said. Just one more approach, and this will be a sort of like a segue into what we'll discuss, Be'ez Hashem, next Wednesday, the last in the series. Rav Asher Weiss, Shalito. As in the Sefer Minchas Usher, something else he throws into the mix here. And that is, there's also different which are not only the action oriented, but they are the result is, or the whole mitzvah is to do what you have to do right now. Other mitzvahs, what you have to do is to produce a certain result. When the goal is to produce a result, so then you don't need to have a kavanah. The example he gives, you have to build a makeh. A makeh is some kind of a protective fence around your roof. Okay, that no one should fall down. Any place where there's dangerous, someone can fall down. You have to put up a fence or some kind of a boundary. No one should fall down. So I'll finish with this. Okay, you have to have kavana when you build a makeh. You have to have kavana. No, because the goal is to make sure no one falls down. So as long as that result is accomplished, you can do it even without kavana. Okay, beer chametz. What's the goal? To get rid of your chametz. Right, to make sure I have no chametz in the house on Pesach. So even if you did it without, as long as you without kavana, you don't say it. So he says, you look carefully in the language of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah pointed out, the mitzvah Sirus Omer is Omra Torah, Mana Yomim Vekadesh Chodesh. Part of the goal of Sirus Omer is Mekadesh the Yomtiv of Shavuos. Yomtiv of Shavuos is a unique Yomtiv. Yomtiv of Shavuos, usually a Yomtiv, and we discussed this last week a little bit, depends upon when Kiddush HaChodesh takes place, right? Pesach's the 15th of Nisan, so when we're Mekadesh, the month, the first of Nisan was Chodesh Nisan, so now we'll know when is the 15th of Nisan, 2 weeks later, right? But Shavuos is not like that. What is Mekadesh? Shavuos got nothing to do with the day of the month. In fact, Gemara says, I mentioned last week, that in the days when there were Mekadesh, the Chodesh based on the moon, Shavuos could be different days. Some years was on the 5th or 7th, some years on the 6th, some on the 7th. By us, it's always on the 6th. By us, it's always on the 6th because we have a fixed calendar. But the Gemara says openly that originally it was not like that because Shavuos could be a different day depending on, nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh, not a day of the month. What is it? It's the 50th day after Pesach. The Mela suggests to Rasha Wise, Sirus HaOmer is also a result-oriented mitzvah. It projects forward to a goal. It's like building a maka. It's like searching for chometz. It's not the end all. When we count Sirus HaOmer, we're projecting towards the Mekadesh Yantar of Shavuos. That's the end goal, right? The psukim fit in like that, right? We craft the mincha chadash Hashem, count the Omer, and then bring the carbon, the so-called Te'alechem on Shavuos. Memela, what comes out is that when it comes to the yomtiv of the mitzvah Sirus HaOmer, it's result oriented. So it's pshat. He said, therefore, it's not subject to the regular rules of mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah not srichas kavana. As long as what you're doing is bringing you towards that act of being mekadesh shavuos, counting. So even answering your friend, that keeps you in the count. Even answering your friend. Okay, there's even a question. If it's Lag BaOmer and you say, I'm going to the bonfire in Lag BaOmer. Oh, did you just count Sirah? Because you mentioned Lag BaOmer. Right? You said, which side of Sirah is it? Because again, if it's all projecting towards, counting towards Shavuos, so then it's a result-oriented mitzvah, and therefore the regular rules of mitzvah come on. These are just a few of the reasons suggested as to why the Mechaber has this unusual thing that you have to say. You don't answer your friend straight when he asks you what night. You have to say last night because otherwise you might be yotze. So now we understood several different reasons why Taki you might be yotze and why we have that concern and why it really can be worked out according to all the shittas, whether Sfira is the Raisa Darbanan, whether Mitzvah Srikas Kavana applies to this mitzvah doesn't. We have different approaches as to how we can explain that unusual psak of the Mechaber. I thank everyone for listening. Wish everyone a good day. And Bez Hashem, next Wednesday we'll finish up the series. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day, one.
Question.
Yes.
You said certain mitzvos. If you just like the market, if you even you don't have kavana, you're yotze the mitzvah.
Right.
I once heard that certain mitzvahs, if you have the kavana, you're doing it anyway. If you have the kavana, then you're yotze. Otherwise, you don't get the yotze.
Right, but I think we can distinguish between different kinds of mitzvahs. What Rav Asher Weiss suggests in that piece is that when the goal is to prevent people, the Pasuk says, you build the fence so people won't fall down. So at the end of the day, I have a fence. So whether what I had in mind at the moment I'm building the fence, but like I said, there's a fence. So you would get credit for preventing damaging. Obviously, everyone agrees it's better to have kavana, but those are the examples that he gives in terms of what's result-oriented. It's result-oriented mitzvah, so then again, no question, it would be better to have kavana, but perhaps, again, you don't have to accept this, but that's what he suggests. That's his suggestion.
Thank you very much,
Coach. You're very welcome. Okay, have a good day.